Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. So Merrill Montage coming up shortly. In homage to the Eagles' defense and their performance yesterday against Carson. We'll get to that soon. Phone calls as well. By the way, if you missed the news, the Pro Bowl has been finally killed. Thank God. This thing was the biggest farce in sports for about the last 20 years. And the NFL finally making the decision they should have made about 20 years ago, and that is to say bye-bye to the Pro Bowl. Begun in 1951. Now, of course, it wouldn't matter for the Eagles this year anyway because Eagles will be playing in the Super Bowl, so none of their players will be eligible in the Pro Bowl this year. Whichever teams, like Dallas and the Giants, yes, and Washington, whichever teams would be.
Not many Pro Bowlers on those teams,
no,
but yeah.
It's really not. But, John, quickly, Pro Bowl, do you think this is the right decision by the league? I mean, this thing was a joke. I mean, it was patty cake out there. It was a joke.
It got to where I no longer cared to watch it.
Not only not care to watch it, I thought it discredited the NFL. It's one thing to be not good, but I think it's bad to be bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
And so the NFL made the right decision. No more Pro Bowl. All right, to the phones we go. Let's go to Tom right now in Dover. Hi, Tom.
Yo, what's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
Super.
Fired up, Tom.
Hey, listen, man. I was at the game yesterday, man.
Nice.
And I got to give a shout-out to the Section 324 down there, man, because those fans, man, it just made me think, like, was I like that, how they was sitting in the stands and they really believed, like, they had a chance yesterday. Like, they was, oh, Carson is a new guy now. And, this man, Carson stink yesterday. And I'm Carson's biggest fan, man. I'm not turning my back on it, but Carson looked terrible, man.
Yeah,
he need to hang it up, man. He really did.
Well, he might. Listen, Tom, we're going to probably find out next year whether he's willing to be a backup quarterback to start a season. If you remember, Sam Bradford was not. Sam Bradford, number one overall pick, made over $100 million. And Bradford's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to retire. And it's going to be really interesting to see if Carson Wentz chooses to be a backup or just says, I'm going to take my $100-something million and go home. I don't know.
Hey, listen, one last thing. The not scoring in the second half for the last two games didn't be a problem. You know why? Because when Detroit put the pressure on us in the first game, we scored. You know, I guess we ain't getting no pressure, so they kind of laid back a little bit. I think this team, man, is going to be in good shape, man, coming down the stretch. I really do, man.
Well, they are. I mean, they're a good team. They really are.
Yeah.
And Tom, appreciate it, man. Nice job rooting on the Birds yesterday. John, to what extent do you have concern or no concern with being shut out two consecutive second halves?
It was different yesterday. You know, it wasn't a, hey, we're going to stop being aggressive. And Nick admitted to being less aggressive last week.
Yep.
This week, they were still taking shots downfield. They just, you know, weren't connecting. I think I just have to give some credit to Washington. That is what should be a pretty good defense. And I guess they did a better job in the second half. I don't think, you know, we talked to Miles Sanders after the game yesterday.
On the postgame show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And the first thing he said was, we're really unhappy with the way we, you know, produced or didn't produce in the second half. And, you know, that was the message from Jalen Hurts in the previous week. That's something that I believe this team is now harping on, and they're pretty darn good. They're looking for ways to improve with this quarterback who's constantly trying to evolve, and he's making a push. Like, he's being vocal about the fact that they need to do more in second halves. I think it's going to be a focus now for this team.
Has to be.
And I don't expect that we'll continue to see that. I truly don't. I'm positive that we will play better teams than what we've played thus far, and we'll have to score at some point. It's not going to be a cakewalk for this entire season. But I don't know how teams can realistically expect to slow down this attack. I don't.
Well, injury might be the only thing, because someone at some point is going to get hurt, and that's going to change the equation.
Injury happens, and I think we'll be able to, you know, next guy up it and work through that. But I'm very confident in the way the offense is going to function, whether, you know, at all points of games moving forward. I still my biggest question is, can we get pressure on a real quarterback who will, you know, change his approach when pressure is bearing down on him.
Fair. Very fair.
I still don't know that.
Very fair. Although a good step yesterday. D-line was doing a good job winning their battles a lot.
It looked amazing.
By the way, on the offense, strange fact, because we know they've been shut out two consecutive halves, second half. The Eagles have been shut out 7 of the 12 quarters.
Wow.
You just wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
Because they score a lot.
Yeah.
7 of 12 quarters have been shut out. Strange fact.
It is a really strange
fact. Make of it what you will. Now, listen, it's not going to matter that much if the Eagles' defense keeps dominating. Let's crank it up with the Eagles' defensive dominance against Carson and Washington yesterday. A little Merrill montage. And there it is, the Merrill montage, the defensive sack edition against Carson Wentz. I love that line by Mike. It's Carson being Carson. By the way, you know, after a game, you'll see, I mean, hundreds of tweets, thousands if you want, probably 100,000 tweets if you really want to spend time. Of all the tweets I saw yesterday, I got to tell you, the very best, I got to give credit to this dude. The best tweet I saw was by this guy named Joe DeCamera yesterday, who tweeted, "A lot of people owe the 2020 Eagles offensive line an apology." Dude holds the ball. Let's go to the phones. I think it was about 40 sacks, I remember, 2020. And remember, he only played three quarters of the year. And I remember at one point, someone had looked into it and said that he thought 33 of the 40 sacks were on Carson holding the ball. 33! Let's go to the phones.
You know, offensive coaches.
It's unbelievable.
Offensive coaches view a sack as it's like a truly a four-letter word. You know, a sack is the perfect way to stop a drive.
Yeah, it's a drive killer.
A sack puts you so far behind the sticks.
Right.
A sack takes you completely off schedule. It's a black mark in the book of any quarterback if he's known as a guy who takes sacks.
Right.
You know, that was part of the problem with, you know, Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
People
I
said
that.
He took sacks. It sets you back. It's not at the level of a turnover, but it's a drive stopper.
Yeah, get ready for the punter. If he's Eagles punter, he's probably going to punt it in the end zone. That's a whole nother matter. All right, let's go to Chris in Ocean City. Hello, Christopher.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? And just so you know, I brought a whole murder of crows with me today, and I'll be handing those out for the next couple of months. But the most striking thing to me about yesterday was just the juxtaposition between Carson and Jalen.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of felt a certain way about Carson, a certain way about Jalen, but it's more to the degree. I mean, it's just shocking to see the depth to which Carson has fallen. And as much as I dislike him, I do feel bad just because, like, I don't want to see somebody suffer in real time. I mean, it's kind of dark, you know? And then for Jalen, I mean, I thought that he was capable of this type of performance, but I didn't think it would be actualized until much later in the season. And it's just amazing to sit here at 3-0 with as well as he's playing and know that there's still so much more improvement that he has to go. And, like, where is this team going to be at if everyone stays healthy at the end of the year? It's incredible.
It is incredible. I mean, Chris, I think if you're thinking in terms of major aspirations, you should, because they're of that ilk. I mean, at least it looks that way.
And I had a question for you guys. So with watching the defense yesterday, Big shout out to Kazir White. He's been awesome. Yep. TJ, Avante has been awesome. But just looking forward to next year, what do you think about starting to re-sign some people? Because we've got a lot of guys on
one-year contracts. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, Chris.
Also curious, what do you think about like Fletcher and BG? I think it was a foregone conclusion that they'd be gone. But if they keep up this type of production, could you see bringing them back again?
So a lot of questions there. And let's kind of drill down on it. First off, you start with, is Jalen Hurts going to get a contract extension after the season? And by the way, a big one. Probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost...
It's not probably anymore.
Well, it's just a matter of if he would turn it down, actually, because that happens. I mean, Dak turned it down, and Lamar turned it down. So you do have that possibility that he'll say, you're not paying me enough, and then that opens up cap room next year. We'll see. But they're certainly going to offer him something big. I think the whole idea of applying the two first-round draft picks to a quarterback is done.
Yeah,
it's over. That's off the board. So then, John, you do start talking about whether it's Kazir White, Bradbury, guys like Fletcher Cox last year, his deal, Brandon Graham. I mean, a whole bunch of guys that are nearing the end of a contract, some near the end of a career. I mean, my candid answer is I don't think you're getting everybody back. I mean, you're going to lose some.
No.
You're going to lose some parts. I don't know which parts it'll be, but you're not going to be able to have them all.
Well,
enjoy this year, man. I'm serious. Because once Jalen Hurts gets paid, I mean, it's a different salary cap at that point. Enjoy this season with this talent.
Once Jalen Hurts gets paid, you should expect to lose most of those big name, you know, guys. I do hope that they place a priority on a guy like James Bradbury. I think he really fits. I think part of, and we haven't talked about it, part of the sack production yesterday was just really solid coverage downfield.
Totally.
It all worked together.
Yep.
And that, yeah, Kazir White, I'd expect it's going to be hard to bring him back. And they're going to hope that N'Kobe Dean turns into a better player by that time. Fletcher Cox, yesterday he looked like a world beater. But
great.
We know that that's sort of the exception,
lately,
not the rule.
Yep.
Realistically, it's just hard to imagine that they would continue to bring him back on like 1 year deals.
Yeah, I mean, listen, some of these guys are eligible for extensions during the season. Jalen Hurts is not. He has to complete the year before he can sign a new deal. That's the rule. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, our version of Game Balls, the Bad of the Bone Award at 11:30. Phone calls all show on 94 WIP. Hey, football season obviously underway. What a start it's been in September. And now is the perfect time to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet does not win. And, of course, that's when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER, always for the best deals. Promo code HAMMER, for instance, for tonight's game. You got Dallas, you got New York, you got an NFC East matchup, and you can lock in on any combination of bets you want with FanDuel Sportsbook for tonight with Monday Night Football. FanDuel, the app, it's safe, it's secure, it's easy to sign up for, and very easy to navigate to move from game to game, league to league, to lock in with whatever bet or bets you want to make with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. So sign up using promo code HAMMER for your no-sweat first bet for tonight's game, any of these games. Make every moment more this football season with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Well, we are eagled up. And something tells me we're going to stay that way for a bunch of months this season. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. 94 WIP. At 11:30 today, our version of Game Balls, Bad of the Bone Award. Get to that coming up in about 10 minutes. Matter of fact, I'll give out a quick baseball game ball if I can right now. Congratulations to Albert Pujols. That was super cool over the weekend to see Albert Pujols hit his 700th home run. Only the second dude in my lifetime to get to 700 home runs in Major League Baseball. Obviously, today's a heavy Eagles day, but when a guy gets to 700 home runs, I mean, at the very least, it merits a mention. So, four guys now in the history of baseball. Bonds, one, unfortunately. Two, Hank. Three, Babe. Four, Albert Pujols. Absolutely remarkable. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. A dominant performance by the Eagles yesterday to Kyle in New Jersey. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, man. How you guys doing today?
Awesome.
So, I wanted to talk about three quick things. I'm an operator. I load trucks all day, and I saw a guy come in that's a Dallas fan, and I just wanted to talk a little smack to him. But I see the biggest thing these fans keep saying is, oh, you guys got an easy schedule. I understand the easy schedule, but just the strides and the way that this team's playing with how dominant they're being and how much we're completing passes and how much accuracy Hurts is playing with.
Well, and they're whooping people. That's the other thing. The first game was close. The last two games haven't been close.
Exactly. So, to me, I get it's easy, but the team looks a lot better. And Hurts, if he plays like this and keeps it up, I mean, I never wanted a QB to do as good as this guy. I mean, like I said, I was a huge Wentz fan, and after seeing just how he honestly caused at least six of them sacks, he holds on the ball for too long. He's never going to change, and I did feel bad for him for a while, and I wanted him to do good when he was with the Colts, but I see it's him, and it's simply that he will never change. And
no, he won't.
The last thing I wanted to say is, I don't know if you guys saw, but Michael Thomas and Landry, they're saying that their injuries possibly could be a little more serious than they thought.
Hmm.
So I'm not, obviously I don't want anyone to get injured or anything, but I'm really hoping that draft pick keeps getting better and better.
Like, I think it's going to be a top 10 pick, Kyle. I really do. If the Saints pick is what he's talking about, for those that don't know, Eagles own the Saints pick. That's from the trade from a few months back. Saints are 1-2. They barely won that one week one, which is a bummer they did, because otherwise they'd be 0-3. And I think that's top 10-ish. I don't think it's maybe top five, but I think that thing's going to be a solid pick.
It's a bad look when you lose to Carolina.
It is. Might have saved Matt Rhule's job, by the way. I mean, he was getting...
I'm not sure that's savable.
Well, no, but I mean today. I mean today.
For the week being.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Brian in Harrisburg right now. Hello, Brian.
Up and put it back down to where it was
wrong. Oh, no, I don't think Brian is with us. I think he's having a conversation with someone else there.
Maybe.
Yeah. And that's interesting, because, you know, you can learn some information, but then sometimes a guy will drop an F-bomb, and then you got to hit a button so it doesn't make the air, and that can be a whole mess. Let's go to Sean right now. Yo, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you today? What a great day yesterday. First of all, we were at the game. My wife got tickets on the cheap for us. So from start to finish, tailgating was amazing. And again, 70 to 75% Eagles fans at the tailgate, 70 to 75% Eagles fans on the inside. And we just kind of roamed around the stadium. It was a tremendous atmosphere.
Sean, I want to ask you a question, because when I was young, I remember in the 80s, that's when I grew up, in the early 90s. Washington had a great team. I mean, they were great. Won three titles, the whole deal. Give me a little enjoyment here. Tell me about the faces of Washington fans in the third and fourth quarter. I mean, they have to feel nothing but hopelessness. It's been 30 years for them.
Yeah, and as you look around, as you pan around the stadium, there was really only one section that was dominated by burgundy. The rest of it was Eagles. I mean, I'm telling you, the stadium's horrible. We even saw it. It was leaking sewage in different places. The concession staff, they were thanking us for coming to the game and basically taking over their stadium, because their fans are horrible, and they just don't show up to the game. But my favorite part was the defense. I'm a defensive guy anyway. But just watching them plaster Wentz was just, it was worth every cent of the day. It was a tremendous day. And I really think Wentz, there was three things in my mind that had led to this guy's downfall. And you guys have probably talked about it to your blue in the face. But that ACL, full success, and the drafting of Hurts, this guy just has not been able to overcome, because he is just such a weak-minded individual. So I actually felt sorry more for the Commander fans than I did for Wentz, because of what they had to go through yesterday. But a great day for the Eagles.
All right, Sean, appreciate the phone call. John, could you imagine being a Washington fan? I mean, it's 30 years. James, it's been 30 years.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And
30!
Until the owner's gone, there's no end in sight.
No!
You know?
Like, I mean, you bring
no
in,
easy
end. They brought in Ron Rivera, supposed to be, and I think he is a good coach. They brought in Joe Gibbs! They brought Joe Gibbs back! They brought in Mike Shanahan! I mean, they all lose! Gibbs got to the playoffs, I think, 2 out of 4 years, but did not win a playoff game. Or he might have won one playoff game, but it didn't go anywhere. They just stink. And it helps the Eagles. It really, really, really does help the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the division, what helps the Eagles more tonight? The 2-0 Giants to beat the 1-1 Cowboys? Or the 1-1 Cowboys to beat the 2-0 Giants? What's your gut feeling on that, John?
I think for the Giants to win, I'd like to see the Cowboys dug into a deeper hole.
I agree. Because it's hard to take the Giants serious.
Yeah, I know that they haven't lost yet, but they don't feel like they're a real threat.
I agree.
Whereas the Cowboys
maybe
could be a threat.
I sum it up. I assess it exactly as you do. Brian in Harrisburg. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Long time listener. First time caller. I was at the game
Thank
yesterday.
You.
You're welcome. I was at the game yesterday at FedEx with a buddy of mine who's a Redskins fan, and my son is an Eagles fan, my brother-in-law. And that stadium was 65% to 70% Eagle fans. I thought I was at a home game at the Link, not FedEx.
Yeah. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it Great was work. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, it was the defense. I was listening to Merle on my earphones call all the sacks. And the Redskin fans did not know what to do with themselves. And I was sitting in the club level when we sang the fight song. It was just Carson this, Carson that. And the Redskin fans didn't know what to do with themselves.
Did you guys sing Hail to the Eagles yesterday?
What's that?
Did you sing Hail to the Eagles yesterday?
Yes, they did.
Did you really?
It was awesome.
I just thought of that off the top of my head. Wait, no, not the Eagles fight song. Did you sing Hail to the Eagles yesterday? Not Hail to the Redskins, Hail to the Eagles.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Good work by you, dude.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, it was just awesome. It just seemed like a home game. I mean, I loved all the sacks. Carson looked like a deer in headlights for all the years I watched him play in Philly. It was the same Carson, the short passes, the hold on to the ball. It was the same Carson. I was telling the fans, I'm like, guys, you need to start Henneke because Carson is done.
Yeah, they probably should. They probably should sometime soon. They probably will. Brian, appreciate the call.
John, I cannot imagine what that film room is like today
in Washington. Oh, my God.
That offensive meeting room, if they're watching it as a unit, you know, the offensive line, yes, they are culpable. They did not do a good job. But they're directing most of the blame. They must be at their new shiny quarterback.
Yeah, who makes a lot of money, by the way.
And so when that happens week after week after week, you've got these guys who are like, man, I'm a good football player. All I need is just put the ball in my hands. There were some throws he made yesterday when he was not pressured that, I mean, remember the one that was 5 yards out of bounds?
Yeah, it was crazy.
He was.
Yeah, I do.
I don't understand. They will not be understanding. And you're going to have mutiny on your hands unless they start tailing.
And they have pretty good receivers, John.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're really talented receivers. They built this team around him. Like, hey, we're going to get this passing game going.
Yeah.
Big arm Carson Wentz. It's so exciting. No, it's not. Not until you get someone in there who actually knows what he's doing.
So I'll tell you what I thought was incredibly embarrassing for Washington yesterday, and Carson specifically, because, you know, we focus a lot on the sacks and the inaccurate passes and all that. But in the third and fourth quarter, when he was then starting to complete passes, and they were all for 5 yards, I mean, they were down a ton of points.
I can't believe
there wasn't much time, and it was like raising the white flag. Like, he did not try to throw the ball down the field in those final 10 minutes, when the only way they could possibly get back into it, they were going to have to score like 3 times or 4 times, whatever the math was.
Yeah.
But how do you not push the ball? I mean, that was like surrender.
Well, I can't believe after the game, you know, when he's talking about how, you know, I got to do better.
Yeah.
You know, that familiar refrain when he said, yeah, you know, second half, it got a little better. But it really didn't.
No, it didn't.
It wasn't significantly better. Yeah. You're still doing the same old stuff. You ended up, man, 9 sacks. That is such a blemish on any quarterback.
Yeah.
And, You know, the look at the ratings when it's all said and done. A 71 rating compared to a 123.5.
Well, the 71 was a gift because it was all those 6-yard completions actually added up to 100.
But that's the thing.
I was like 21 yards passing in the first half.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Negative 16 net. Right. I wonder if he really does take solace in the fact that, like, he felt like he did something in the second half. What he did yesterday, what he did above all else was give that team no chance to win.
I agree.
The entire time.
John.
And these players, they are not stupid.
Yeah.
They're watching the same stuff, and now they're rewatching it. And it's being scrutinized. Rewind, rewind, rewind. Everyone in that offense now knows for a fact that Carson Wentz can't cut it.
Well, let me ask you this. You know Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's going to have to do the hard thing here and you know, confer with, I guess, Daniel Snyder. How much does he like Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the Daniel Snyder inner circle. Thank God.
You'd assume that, well, we know that Jim Irsay hated him.
Yeah, he did.
I wonder how Daniel Snyder feels about Carson Wentz, because really that's the only thing that can save him at this point. If Daniel Snyder says, I'm paying him, he's staying in, that's the only reason he's going to be on the field.
It's incredible. All right, let's do what we do every single Monday at this time. After a win, our version of Game Balls, as today we do what we do when we do the Band of the Bone Award. I swear to God, I couldn't remember what it was called.
I could tell. I saw you looking around.
Now, you know why I was thinking Inside the Game? I'm like, what is going on here? This ain't Inside the Game. That's tomorrow. This is the Band of the Bone Award. Is this George Thorogood?
Yes.
Thank you, George Thorogood. All right, Sean Rich, you always get first crack as we go with Game Balls. Bat of the Bone Award, what do you got?
I just have to go Chalk. He is the reason that this offense functions at such a high level. And, you know, yesterday there were those who were a little bit down because of the lack of scoring in the second half, but Jalen Hurts is still doing everything right out there. And his attitude, his focus, it is pervasive.
Haven't played to the standard yet, John.
The rest of the – yes, right? Exactly. Yeah. And that's what everyone's saying after the game. Hey, we need to get better. It's great when you come out of a game and you've been that dominant that everyone is focused on improvement. And it's because of this guy. He is truly a leader, and now we know how good – man, if he continues to improve – think about that.
Well, and he probably will.
I expect it.
Yeah, I mean, he's so young. He probably will.
He's 24 years old,
I didn't see this coming at all. I am so impressed with Jalen Hurts. Seltzer, Bat of the Bone Award. Who's the game ball go to?
Yeah, I'll give it to a group. All we wanted to do was see Carson Wentz get knocked on his butt. We get to see it 9 times. The defensive line just had an awesome game. Like, completely dominated that football game.
Yeah.
We've talked so much about the pass rush. They certainly showed up, all those guys.
So I always go third here, and then John and James always take a lot of big media answers.
Still got it pretty easy.
I do.
I'll say this. Sub-game ball to Eagles fans. Sub-game ball to Eagles coaches. Both the coaches and the fans did a great job. But you know what? DeVonta Smith yesterday not only helped the Eagles win the game in a big way, he helped give life to the dream that the Eagles do have a shot to win a second Super Bowl here, with the idea that it's not just A.J. Brown and DeVonta's, yeah, he's okay, he's pretty good. Like, no, he might be great. He was exceptional yesterday. John, I don't say this to dog you. I know that out of year one, you know, you were a little bit of a skeptic of DeVonta, not as a solid player, but as a really good player. And he is showing us in the early stages of this season. Look, I think back to the late 80s. The Eagles at one point had Mike Quick and Chris Carter together. And it was like the end of Quick and it was the beginning of Chris Carter. But you knew, like, wow, Mike Quick and Chris Carter. That's what this is starting to feel like to me. I mean, and we have not had that here in the last 30 years. To all due respect to Deshaun and Jeremy Maclin, who were a nice tandem. They were a very nice tandem. They were both above average. But Maclin wasn't good enough to say it was a dominant group. He wasn't. He was good, but he wasn't good enough. And there were some injuries in some of those years also. And then obviously you think like T.O. and Pinkston. Okay, T.O.'s all world. He's one of the best ever. Pinkston, there was a huge drop-off. when you think about combos, right? And you think about combos at receiver, this is the best combination, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, the best combination that the Eagles have had at wide receiver. And Fred Barnett and Calvin Williams had a nice run also. But this is different. Best combo they've had since Mike Quick and Chris Carter. It's awesome.
I think you can take it even farther than that. We've got four receivers that are really good. And,
well,
and Quez did nothing on the stat sheet yesterday, but he does he's super fast, and he is a threat, and he will stretch things. That's a big plus. And then you got Zach Pascal, who is, you know, like he's like Rambo out there.
I love that guy, man.
He's a badass.
He is.
Just throwing people around, locking on and refusing to quit. And he got, you know, some catches yesterday, short stuff, but, you know, he can be depended upon to catch some critical passes, red zone type stuff moving forward. We've got four really solid receivers. We've got two who are, you know, Pro Bowl level.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Devontae's got a shot.
Yeah. Potentially all pro for AJ. And it's great for our quarterback. It makes him better. He makes them better. It's all working.
You know what helps also? Just little cherry on top for me as a fan. They all seem like good dudes.
Yeah.
They really – don't they, James? Don't,
yeah, well,
seem like, don't they seem like a nice group of guys?
That's something I always say about 2017 is we're so lucky that the first group that won us the Super Bowl is actually a group of, like, awesome guys that we're happy to root for.
Right.
I'm totally with you. It feels like that again.
Pretty cool.
It feels
cool.
Like a really great locker room.
215-592-9494. The 3-0 start coming up. What Nick Sirianni had to say after the game yesterday on the 3-0 start and his mindset – his message to the team, you'll hear that next. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app is everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. Join Bet Parks with me now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app I recommend. You got college football, pro football. Bet the birds every week. Looking ahead to Sunday, we're 6.5-point favorites hosting our former head coach and a much-improved Jacksonville team. You can also bet Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia, all your favorite college teams. And with live in-game betting, you can bet on the action as it happens. Download from the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. And new users, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. Sportsbook and casino all in one amazing app. And bet more than the score. Bet player performances too, like who scores touchdowns, the yardage, and so much more. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, where odds, slots, bets, and games all come together right in your pocket. Join me with Bet Parks right now. Today is your lucky day.
I'll tell you one thing, because they knew the clock. None of us watching on TV knew the clock. Merrill knew the clock. Hertz knew the clock. Anyone watching on TV, I was like, "Dad, it's frozen. Fox, what are you doing to us there?"
Even the announcers were
like,
"The clock's frozen. What's going on?"
Yeah, they didn't know. The whole thing was weird. All right, great end of the half. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie with that touchdown and the half. 94 WIP, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the now 3-0 Eagles. Sirianni weighed in postgame on the 3-0 Eagles. You'll hear his mindset on that coming up shortly here. Let's talk to Will in Northeast Philadelphia. Hello, William.
Hey, guys, Voltron, how y'all doing today?
Super.
Super psyched.
Hey, man, listen, man, like, we look really good. It's some things that we do have to improve on as far as closing out the game, you know, just having plays to finish the game out. Jalen, he looks real good. We just got to improve on, like, the timing just a little bit more. As far as the team, man, I think we ready, man. And listen, you could make fun of me or whatever. I'm sticking with the 13-3-1, baby. And I really think that we got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. The
way
we're playing right now. Like, everybody's on one accord, and we're playing as a team, man. And we hungry. And we want to prove to the world that, you know, all this talk about the coaching and everything, it's just that at the end of the game, these last two quarters, we just got to tighten up
and finish the games out, man. That's what I really believe.
That's well said. I mean, listen, Will, obviously against better teams, appreciate the call, against better teams, that stuff could be an issue. But to this point, they haven't been threatened. I mean, it wasn't like against Minnesota or the game yesterday, they were threatened despite not scoring in the second half. So I'm not particularly worried about it. Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Steve.
Yeah, two things. Anybody who has any kind of sympathy for Carson Wentz is a weak individual, if you ask me.
Oh, come
and
on.
Second of all, what? Just to honor him when he comes back to Philadelphia, as soon as Washington goes out for their offensive plays, every series I'd be playing if I only had a brain from the Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
That's what I would do.
Look at you.
Okay?
Look at you.
I don't know if he'll be their quarterback when we play him next.
I know.
I mean, we do face them, what is it, 4 or 5 weeks from now? I would be surprised if he can, you know, if he continues to play this way, and I don't see it turning around if Taylor Heineke's not their quarterback when they come to the link.
And I wanted to ask you something, John, real quick. Don't you see an analogy between A.J. Brown and Terrell Owens from 2004? Remember when
sure.
Terrell Owens got here, Donovan was like 58, 57%. He went immediately to 64, 65%. You see what A.J. Brown does. He opens everything up for everybody, and he also goes after the ball like Terrell Owens did, and so does Devontae. I mean, God, some of them catches he made yesterday were just – you know, but just awesome. I mean,
awesome.
Where, you know, Odell Beckham-esque, if you ask me. I just think that this guy coming here has opened everything up and makes everybody's life easier, including our quarterback.
No question about it. And the quarterback has made huge leaps on his own, but having great guys to catch the football, it really helps.
So the Carson game you talk about, John, is a little further down the road. It's week 10. So it's mid-November, November 14th, about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. And Seltzer, is Carson going to be the starting quarterback for Washington that day?
It's a great question. I'll say yes, but I don't feel super confident about it.
Yeah. So let me quick thing on value. Look, Washington obviously was hoping to – we had a caller last week, John, did the whole Jim Plunkett thing. You know, Jim Plunkett resurrected his career and Oakland won some Super Bowls. I get that, right? And obviously Washington probably knew this was going to just be a bridge to the future, 1 year and out, 2 years and out. But maybe Carson can turn back the clock and become a thing.
A lot more
That's what they were hoping for. But I think in their hearts they probably knew. They just didn't have anybody. Let's just have him for a year. But it does strike me from a value standpoint. Now just consider this for a second. From a value standpoint, Washington gave up 2 third-round draft picks to get Carson. The Eagles gave up a 6th-round draft pick to get Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew makes, I assume, like less than $1 million.
Yes.
Carson makes 30-something million.
Oh.
Right? I mean, think about that. Yeah. Because if they're going to go in the tubes, and they're going in the tubes, wouldn't you rather just go in the tubes with a guy that makes $1 million? You could have acquired other parts and pieces and, you know, like just, I don't know, man. It's just, make of it what you will. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get to Nick Sirianni, what he makes of a 3-0 start and sort of the mindset he wants his squad to have. Here's the Eagles head coach when asked about that after the game yesterday.
I know it's early, 3-0 start. What's that mean for you and this team as you continue to develop?
All it means is it's a good start. But our message is the same each and every week. Go to back to work. Enjoy this tonight and then on to the next round. We compare this to a 17-round heavyweight boxing match that you go down and you sit in your corner after each round. And if you think you're too good after that round, you know, this league has a very good, does a good job of smacking you in the teeth if you do that. And so it's go sit down, enjoy this tonight, go sit down in that round, rest your body up, take the day off that you get, correct the mistakes that we need, and then it's the same process that we went through. And I think don't ride the waves of the season, and that's always going to be my message. Whether we're 2-5 like we started last year, or 3-0 in this particular case, we see 3-0 teams, 5-0 teams start hot all the time. but it's just about going back to work and not, and because this game will humble you very quickly if you get too high on it. So go through the same process, dog mentality, all the different things, the way we say it, and don't ride the waves of the season.
Nice messaging by the coach. I can still go without the dog mentality, but you know what? I mean, listen, these guys are bought in, John. They are. And I'll tell you what Sirianni can preach. I don't know if he'll go comparative, but Arizona last year started off, what were they, like 8-0, 9-0? I mean, they were really high up there. And they did squat-ta down the stretch. And if I remember right, I don't think they even won a playoff game, right? They did nothing.
They lost in the first round.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know if he'll sort of go there because, you know, if something like that gets out, especially when the Eagles are going to face Arizona in a couple weeks, you know, maybe you don't want to tell your team that, but maybe you do. Maybe you want to say, hey, guys, just remember, last year, November, everyone thought Arizona was, oh, they're amazing. So I like the messaging we're hearing from the Eagles head coach.
You know, Arizona is so different because of their mercurial quarterback.
Totally
agree. A guy
agree.
Who is up one game, down the next, a guy who sulks around, a guy who, you know, not a great leader.
I mean, people just say he's a flat-out jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been told that by multiple people that have a lot more knowledge about the inner workings of the NFL than I do, that know people, and they say, oh, no, he's a big jerk.
Yeah, so.
And by the way, we're talking, obviously, about Kyler Murray.
Right. It makes it a lot easier to fall off when you've got a guy who's not consistent. I expect Jalen Hurts, one of his greatest strengths is that he will play at a consistent level. That's really hard to do. That takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of time invested in focus. And if there's anyone who I don't worry about their focus flagging,
right,
it's Jalen Hurts.
I agree.
And he's leading this team in the right way. You got guys buying into what Nick Sirianni's selling, but they're also buying into what Jalen Hurts is selling.
What's the bigger buy-in, John? The players with Sirianni or me with Hurts? Because I didn't expect, I didn't. I am stunned
Jason
how good he's
Kelce
playing.
Jason Kelce setting an unbelievable example. You've got leaders, and I think we're going to be a consistently good team. I don't expect that we're going to throw stinkers out there. Now, you know, it happens, and it might. But it doesn't feel like that's something that we need to worry about too much.
They seem very focused, and they seem very good. Let's go to Aiden right now at Ridley Park. Hi, Aiden.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Amazingly.
Good. I've been listening to you guys for most of the summer. I started working at Amazon, so I just listen to the radio all day. So I've been listening to you guys for like 2 months now, which is pretty awesome.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that.
Thank you guys for getting me through my day. I just wanted to tell a quick little story. I was watching the Niners game last night with my dad. Niners.
That was a bizarre game, man. That game set the NFL back a couple decades. But it was good defense. I got to say.
Punting. Like, it was like four balls inside the one. It was unbelievable.
There was a lot of that. I don't know. It was just a strange game. It was bad offense, but it was good defense.
Yeah, and I love Jimmy G. It was sad to see him lose. But I was talking to my dad. He told me a story that Nick Sirianni during this week at some point showed the team the Kobe Bryant trailer for the Kobe Bryant movie or showed him the whole movie. They must have gotten early screening, something like that. And then he asked me, he goes, what was Kobe Bryant's numbers? And I'll ask you guys, what's Kobe Bryant's two numbers in the league?
Well, 24 and 8, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ah, 24-8. They won the game 24-8.
Look at that, Aiden. Mm-hmm. As John Ritchie would call it, 8-24.
I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah. And to me, that was a sign that this team is special. If that is real, that he showed them the trailer of the movie or something.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, Aiden, I'll tell you this, man. I appreciate the call. John Kobe would be a big fan of Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he would really, really, really admire Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
No question about it. No question. All right, up ahead at 12:20 today, Nick Sirianni, his interview from this morning with Angelo. You'll hear that coming up in about half an hour or so. Sirianni with Angelo will rock your calls all show with the 3-0 Eagles. And really, honest to God, looking like they could be a 13-14-win team. I mean, they look great. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.